Thank you for standing by for Fanhua's Q1 2021 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent background noise. After the management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer session. Please follow the instructions given at the time if you would like to ask a question. For your information, this conference is now being broadcast live over the internet. Webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit Fanhua's IR website at ir.fanhuaholdings.com under the Events and Webcast section. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host for today's conference, Ms. Oasis Qiu, Fanhua's Investor Relations Manager.
Good morning. Welcome to our Q1 2021 earnings conference call. The earnings results were released earlier today and are available on our IR website as well as on Newswire. Before we continue, please know that the discussion today will contain forward-looking statements made under the Safe Harbor provision of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. The accuracy of this statement may be impacted by a number of business risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from those projected or anticipated. Such risks and uncertainties include, but not limited to, those outlined in our filings with the SEC, including our registration statements on Form 20-F. We do not undertake any obligation to update this forward-looking information, except as required under applicable law. Joining us today are our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Chenlin Wang, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Peng Ge, and Board Secretary, Lili Li. Mr. Wang will provide a review of our financial and operational highlights in the Q1 of 2021. There will be a Q&A session after the prepared remarks. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. Wang. Wang Zong.
大家好。 非常感谢大家参加今天的季报会议。以2021年第一季度泛华业绩超预期，2021年一季度泛华总保费达到31.4亿元，同比增长27.9%，其中新单保费规模 超过8.9亿元，同比增长57%。寿险业务品质持续优化，13个月继续率超过91%。2021年第一季度，得益于寿险业务的增长，泛华总营业收入接近11亿元，同比增长51.5%。经营利润1.4亿元，同比增长133.8%，超出预期目标。归属股东净利润1.4亿元，同比增长202.2%。
For the Q1 of 2021, we once again beat estimates with solid results. For the Q1 of 2021, we facilitate 3.1 billion RMB total gross premium, up 27.9% year over year, of which the first year premiums grew by 57% year over year to 892.7 million RMB. Business quality remains strong, with 13 months persistency ratio at over 91%. As a result of the stellar growth in life insurance business, our net revenues reached 1.1 billion RMB, representing a growth of 51.5% year over year, and operating income reached 144.4 million RMB, up 133.8% from a year ago. Net income attributable to shareholders were 138.4 million RMB, up 220% year over year.
二，范华关于行业分析及研判，我们认为寿险行业正处于深度转型变革期的灰暗时刻，挑战与机遇并存。一，客户需求发生了根本性的变化，近六年来，随着寿险产品费率市场化以及销售组织急剧增长和互联网的驱动，健康险在我国的覆盖面已经比较广泛，加之普惠型惠民保的推出，进一步减弱了客户对长期寿健康险的需求，压缩了健康险领域未来的市场增长空间。
Secondly, industry outlook analysis. China's life insurance industry remains gloomy as it undergoes deep reform and transformation, which pose both challenges and opportunities. There has been fundamental change in customer demand in the past 6 years since the life insurance pricing liberation, with the rapid growth in the number of sales agents in China.And the emergence of the internet channel, the penetration rate of health insurance products in China has been relatively high. The popularity of government-backed medical insurance in recent years has also absorbed a large portion of demand for health insurance products and eroded the upside potential for commercial long-term health insurance in China. 葛总您继续，王总继续。
但我们认为寿险市场未来最大的增长潜力将来源于投资型分红保险。目前中国的中产阶级已经超过4亿人，随着中国中产阶级数量的持续增长，投资储蓄类的保险作为中产家庭资产配置中不可或缺的组成部分，必将拥有广泛的增长前景。而如何激发和满足中产家庭对这类产品的隐性需求，是未来最大的机遇所在。
On the other hand, we still see huge potential in the market segment of investment and savings type insurance products. China's middle class population now stands at 400 million. As investment and savings insurance products,constitute an indispensable component in middle-class family asset allocation. With the continued expansion of the middle-class population, there will be explosive demand for this type of insurance product. The biggest opportunity lies in how one can stimulate and meet this implicit demand.
二，销售组织也发生了根本性的变化，传统的金字塔代理人模式已经无法满足客户需求，导致传统代理人组织急剧萎缩，组织断层现象严重。所以销售组织职业化、专业化势在必行。
Secondly, there has been fundamental change to insurance agent organization. The traditional organization in pyramid structureCan no longer meet customers' evolving demand, which leads to sharp contraction in traditional insurance sales organizations and shortage of qualified talent in recent years. The professionalization of insurance sales organization has become an imperative.
三，数字化能力必将成为企业的核心竞争力。洞察客户需求，实现精准营销。不断优化客户体验，不断提升组织效率，降低经营成本，都需要通过数字化来实现。
Digital capability is now a prerequisite to compete and thrive in the long term. Digital transformation reaches every aspect of business operation, from customer demand insights to targeted marketing, customer experience optimization, operating efficiency improvements, and operating cost savings.
三，泛华确定的职业化、数字化和开放平台新战略，必将赢得市场先机。目前正按预定目标积极推进。一，职业化战略。
Thirdly, with Fanhua's professionalization, digitalization, and open platform strategy, we're well positioned to capture market opportunities. We're making steady progress in rolling out our various strategic initiatives as scheduled.
一，职业化战略。目前已经筹建、批筹九家云通分公司，预计七月份将有两家云通分公司正式投入运营。
Firstly, professionalization strategy. As of today, we have approved the establishment of 9 Yuntong branches. Yuntong, which is literally translated as cloud industry, is a high-end brand that we established specifically for our professional elite branches. We expect 2 of these branches will be ready for operation by July.
二，数字化战略。万华武汉数字行销中心坐席近100人，致力于实现智能化服务客户，促进坐席成交。五月，万华开始在河北试点推广企业微信，并上线万华榕树数字助理，助力一线销售队伍更高效触达客户。
Digitalization strategy. Our digital marketing center has so far recruited around 100 service representatives, which will be dedicated to providing intelligent services to our customers and facilitating Italian marketing transactions. In addition, we started to roll out Fanhua Enterprise WeChat application and launched Fanhua Rome's digital assistant application on a trial basis in Hebei province, which we believe will provide more efficient way for our agents to engage with their prospective customers.
三，开放平台战略。我们充分利用泛华现有优势，坚定向市场输出我们合约与科技。目前云服已经签约16家第三方合作渠道，一季度完成系统对接，跑通业务流程，贡献保费150万。
Thirdly, our open platform strategy, leveraging on our well-proven advantages in technology and bargaining power with insurance companies, we will continue to open our platform to all qualified market participants. As of today, we have established partnership with 16 channel partners. As we are in the process of facilitating system connection and testing business process, approximately 1.5 million RMB were facilitated through these channel partners in the first quarter.
四，2021年第二季度展望。2021年第二季度，寿险市场增长陷入低谷，全行业新单负增长已成定局。受此影响，我们预计二季度公司总保费26亿元，同比增长6.7%。基于新战略投入的影响，公司预计第二季度经营利润不低于5000万元。2021年下半年，我们将在确保全年实现不低于3亿元经营利润目标的前提下，加大投入推动职业化、数字化、开放平台战略落地。
OA?
Fourthly, for the outlook in the second quarter in 2021. For the second quarter of 2021, amid persistent headwinds and a difficult year-on-year comparison due to 2020 Q2 post-COVID-19 boost, China's life insurance industry is widely expected to experience negative growth in new business. Against this backdrop, we expect our total GWP facilitated to be approximately 2.6 billion RMB, representing a year-over-year growth of 6.7%. After considering incremental expenditures required for implementing the new strategy, we expect our operating income will be no less than 50 million RMB. For the second half of 2021, we will continue to step up investment in executing on our new strategy while ensuring the achievement of no less than 300 million operating income for the full year of 2021. Wang Dong.
好，我们下面回答各家的提问，谢谢。
This concludes my presentation. Now the floor will open for your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, please press star one on your telephone. And to withdraw your question, please press the pound or hash key. And your first question today comes on the line of Queen Ying Mao from CICC. Please go ahead.
那各位管理层好，首先恭喜公司取得了非常好的业绩。我这边的问题是，就是我们看到一季度的这个新旧政局定义切换给公司的和整个行业的这个新单，二季度新单都带来了负面的影响。那公司预计这个什么时候这个影响会过去呢？ 那我简要的用英语翻译一下。Thanks management. First of all, congrats for the exciting results. We have seen some negative effects caused by the switch of critical illness definition among peers. How about 散华? When do you think these effects would fade away?
,重疾险。 这次重疾险的停售呢，应该说重疾新规啊，是一次这个整个行业发生的一件应该是比较大的事件，对行业应该是有很大的影响。所以呢，这一次一季度的这个重疾险的这个1月31号之前停售的这个重疾险，对整个的 重疾购买是一次很大的这个释放，所以推动了一季度各个保险公司乃至中介的业务呢，应该说是取得了很好的业绩。小秋。The
transition from the old critical illness definition framework, from the old one to the new one, is a big event for the industry overall, and also has caused a huge impact. And before the suspension of the old critical illness products in February the 1st, there has been strong sales in critical illness products in January.
而一次这个寿险这个行业有一个非常明确的特性，在一次大的这个产品的停售转换的时候，都会带来一个 短期的一个业务的这个放缓，因为大家会抢这一波的这个产品红利，这次重疾险也表现出同样的特点，同时呢，这个中国的这个重疾险嘛，目前覆盖面呢，在中国也已经比较广泛。 现在总的重疾险的存量保单超过3亿张。 再要加之这个政府推出的惠民保等等这些短期的或者普惠型的这个人民比较欢迎的这些产品，导致接下来这个应该对消费者对重疾险的需求呢应该会减缓。
It has been a particular characteristic in the Chinese life insurance market, which is that every time before the suspension of a product, there will be a strong sales followed by a slowdown for a short a period of time. So this time has no exception. In addition to that, we believe that the penetration rate for critical illness products is relatively high in China.As of date, there has been 300 million outstanding critical illness policies in China. Apart from that, recently the government has rolled out some short-term medical insurance products, which is more affordable. And this type of product has also become quite popular among consumers, whichIn certain ways, also absorb some of the demands for critical illness products.
要逐渐恢复这个客户这个对重疾险的购买呢，应该接下来是在产品创新定制方面要做强化，吸引客户来进行加保。但重疾险未来不是整个的保险行业。
In order to for the critical illness products to fully recover, I think it will require a lot of innovation and customization of products in order to boost customers' demand and create opportunities for upselling. But we believe that critical illness may not be the main driver for the growth of the life insurance industry for the longer term.
这个产品定制方面，这个应该说是接下来的一个重疾险的一个主流方向。泛华我们一季度，我们这个二季度四月份推出了这个跟百年的产品定制华百一号，这个产品的销售的情况，就昨天我们那个销售集团总裁在信泰去拜访所获得的信息。比整个信泰同期的总保费还多，我们跟华百一号已经销售超过2000万，整个的信泰据说是这个到现在为止只做了800万。
We believe that product innovation and customization will be the main trend in the future. In April, actually, we cooperated with Aeon.To customer designed a product, critical illness product, which is called Huabei number one. And as of today, we have sold RMB 20 million in terms of new first year premiums, which is much higher than the total premium sold by Sinate in the same period.According to our visit to Sinotide recently.
未来整个的中介乃至泛华要有高速的这个增长，必将专注于核心的这个投资储蓄类的保险产品，我们要围绕这个来建设我们的无论是线下组织的能力还是我们的数字科技能力，确保我们未来的增长是非常广阔的空间。
For the longer term, no matter for Fanhua or the overall insurance intermediary market, in order to attain rapid growth, it's important to focus on savings and investment type of products. And this is also the key product that we will focus on in terms of building up ouroffline sales capability and digital capability.
也就是说，中国现在 超过四亿以上的中产阶级人口，中产阶级人口对这个投资储蓄类的产品的需求是旺盛的，而我们现在需要去激发他们的这个购买需求。
Right now, there are 400 million middle-class population in China, and this population has strong demand, potential demand for savings type of products. So it's our job to stimulate this implicit demand.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好的，非常清楚，谢谢管理层。
Once again, if you wish to ask a question today, it's star one on your telephone. Hi, so it seems that we have no further questions on the line today. I would now like to hand the call back to management for closing remarks.
Thank you for participating in today's call. If there's any further questions, please feel free to contact us. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. We thank you all for your participation. You may now